Tonight's Boys at District Soccer Sports Report is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We had both Carroll and Kemper in postseason action on Wednesday night, and both of them would suffer tough, heartbreaking losses as their seasons would come to an end. Carroll headed down to Perry in Class 2A District 8. The Tigers would play well, but would fall in that one by a final of 2-1. Carroll trailed it to 1-0 at halftime as Perry got on the board at the 29:44 mark, but Carroll would bounce back in the second half as Luis Caldera would tie it on a free kick at the 36:42 mark, but a foul inside the zone on Carroll at the 22:34 mark set up a PK for Perry. And even though Jared Moore made a great break on it, it was able to slide past him and into the goal to give the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. They would hold on to a 2-1 victory, ending Carroll's fantastic and record-breaking season at 12-6-1. For Carroll last night, Jared Moore had 10 saves. Marco Rodriguez had a shot on goal. It was Kieran Polking with two shots. Luis Caldera with a goal on two shots. Nolan Stitz with a shot. Landon Peterson and Quentin Polking each had a shot as well. Tigers had several more shots that ended up being wide, so not shots on goal, but plenty of opportunities in that 2-1 loss last night. Kemper Knights hosted Tri-Center at the Athletic Stadium in Class 1A District 7. This was a matchup of two very even teams as well. Kemper would trail it 1-0 at the halftime, had lots of chances as well throughout this entire game, just could not find the back of the goal. It was Tri-Center adding a goal in the second half as the Trojans go on to a 2-0 victory over Kemper. Austin Heinrichs did have 7 saves in the loss. Kemper will end their season as well at 8-8-1. If you missed any of the details, check out the typed up results down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.